can't answer the questions you ask me. I don't know what to say. The answers are somewhere lost in the stars. When the night is turned to day. But I know if the silence of night could be here, it would drift through my soul and calm all my fears. And I could reach out and draw you so near to me. Then touch me and warm me and I will lie still. And all that you ask me to give you, I will. One living moment we'll have for our own. A brief flash of time that we spent on alone. But you ask me for nothing and you give what you can. And we're wrapped in a pillow of sleep once again. And my memory drifts through the universe when. Closely with falling through time. Then the earth will turn in the silence of space, always in motion, yet always in place. And all things will change, yet remain what they are and far. Will be near, and near will be far. And the ages will darken and blend into time, and all that is poetry will no longer rhyme. But our moment together is forever sublime. For the time has arrived when we must understand that we're lost in a void on this sad speck of sand. Nobody knows where we are, no one cares. And the tears that we shed in the dark, no one shares. And the madmen who plunder this world for their fame have forgotten that no one remembers their name. But time and the universe are always.
How very lovely,
really.
That's a, you know, he's a young man, and you say to him the first thing he does, how very lovely it is. It's a beautiful song.
That's my, let's see, what is that? My most philosophical song.
How do you know?
Well, it's my in my opinion.
All right.
As they say on Dialogue Radio. Are those nut radio shows where they call people up and ask them, and we talked about this before. Their basic rhetorical hedge is, in my opinion.
Right.
I said, well, that's your opinion, sir. It's really, so I had to qualify everything.
No.
That's what I learned.
It's a beautiful song.
No, thank you.
This is Don McLean, in case you wondered. And he's at the Troubadour right now. Oh, I'm going to stop this machine, all right.
Try. save me from all the trouble and the pain. I know I'm weak, but I can't face that girl again. Tell her the reasons why I can't remain. Perhaps she'll understand if you tell it to her plain. Oh, but how can words express the feel of sunlight in the morning in the hills? Away from city strife, I need a country woman for my wife. I'm city born, but I love the country life. For I will not be part of this cocktail generation, partner's waltz, devoid of all romance. The music plays, and everyone must dance. I'm bowing out, I need a second chance. Save me from all the trouble and the pain. I know I'm weak, but I can't face that girl again. Tell her the reasons why I can't remain. Perhaps she'll understand if you tell it to her plain. And if she asks you why, you can tell her that I told you that I'm tired. The castle's in the air. I've got a dream. I want the world to share. And castle walls just lead me to despair.
Gee, that's pretty. You write pretty songs. I mean, it's besides the content and what have you, but they're pretty songs.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's no crime.
No, they're not hostile songs.
No.
Sometimes they are, but
angry.
If they are, I usually
what was the name of the first
down
song
rip them up. Falling Through Time.
Falling Through Time. Yeah, she gave me the wrong thing, sweetheart. She can't stand the sound of in my coat, honey, there's a pen.
A big click.
I don't know what it is. I never look. You know, one does not buy pens. One collects them.
That's right.
It's like coat hangers in the closet.
Eberhard Faber. An Eberhard Faber hat.
That's Falling Through Time. And the second one you sang?
Second one was, Shakun, I think I did.
Well, yes, that's right, Shakun.
Which you don't
that's
have
not
on
this
tape.
One. I'm not on this tape, no.
And,
that's the last song.
That was Castles in the Air.
Castles in the Air. I thought it might be.
I got another
Castles
song I want to sing.
Right now.
I was talking before about integrating other elements of art into music. Mm-hmm. Really dedicated to my favorite painter in the whole wide world. Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chill in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Burning flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue. Colors changing hue, morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's wooden hand. what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls. Frameless heads on nameless walls. With eyes that watch the world and can't forget. Like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, are crushed and broken on the virgin snow. And now I think I know what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
My absolute, well, one of my favorite Josh White songs. It's gonna be a little loud, so.
All right.
Turn down them amps, boys.
Now I've peeked through fancy boudoirs, searched through wintergreen. I only saw Republicans, romance in southern states. And where were you, baby? When my heart went out, you left me, baby, in all this darkness and doubt. Now I've tried to replace you with a streetwalker named Desire, but prices up so high, man, I couldn't afford to try. It takes you, my baby, to put my fire out. You left me, baby, all this darkness and doubt. But tonight I think I'm gonna take some good advice. I'm gonna look around and find me something that's really nice. Well, perhaps the banker's daughter, and if her papa's a cuss, well, I hope to do to her what her papa does to us. We'll have a fancy shack, a fancy Cadillac, and she'll be studying to be a nymphomaniac. And we'll have a little ride, play a little gin. We'll have another ride, and play a little more gin. And then we'll have another ride, and just to get a little glow. We'll have another ride, just to make the conversation flow. Then we'll have another ride, play a little gin. Have another ride, play a little more gin. Then we'll have another gin, and we'll play a little ride. And we'll suddenly realize that we're getting kinda high. Then we'll turn the lights down low to keep the bulbs from getting hot. And we'll play a little game called yes, no. Why not? But tonight I think I'm gonna find me something swell so I can wake up in the morning miserable as hell. Now when butter costs a dollar, bread costs more than cake, come back soon, cause think of what a gal like you could make. Yes, come back, baby. Don't ever say that we're through. Cause this time, woman, I'd like to walk right out on you.
out as a kid by Josh White's guitar playing. You know, whatever went down in his lifetime. In fact, this one I learned from him. My true love told me I want a diamond ring. My true love told me I want a diamond ring. I said to my baby, honey, you know I'll give you most anything. Took him, brought him back on that morning
say. Honey, I'm
I've got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away. I'm in demand, folks asking for it every day. I've been saving it up for a long, long time. To give it away would be more than a crime. Your eyes may roll, your teeth may grit, but none of my small change will you get. You can look at my bank book, but I'll never let you put your hands on my purse. Cause I'm one woman, believes in safety first. Yes, I do. Now if you want my money, here's my plan. I'm giving it up to a real good man. Cause I haven't got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away.
You know something? I'm a Bessie Smith, Nick, and
so am I.
And we still play lots and lots of Bessie on the program. Thank goodness Columbia's coming out with that whole everything.
It's wonderful, yeah.
Yeah. But that one I missed.
That's a neat little one.
What's it called?
I Got What It Takes.
I Got What It Takes. My goodness. Yeah, actually, you know, that comes right out of hustler culture, right?
Yeah.
Right out of hustler culture. She's going to hang on to it and hang on to it and find a real good man to give it up to, right? Because that's her dowry. The hustler's dowry, right?
It's also the incredible, the double, you know, everything was, everything she ever sang always had triple, quadruple meanings,
yeah.
Levels. You know, you could, I got what it takes, it breaks my heart to give it away. I love that.
Yeah.
I would, this is one of the great regrets that I have.
You never heard Beth?
I never heard her sing. I tried always to get to see the people that I really love if I could, in some way or another, even if it was in a film or some way.
Well, there is a film, you know, a St. Louis Blues thing.
Yeah, I know.
Of Bessie.
He does a bit of that.
And they did that whole history of the blues or history of jazz. I forget which. I guess history of jazz thing. I think they did it on Channel 28.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that. Right.
I'll let it stand. I was going to take something back, but I don't feel like it.
Don't take anything back if you don't mean to take back.
Oh, I'm not sure I mean to. That's it. The only crisis is whether I really want to take whatever.
Sing the song, you'll find out.
Okay.
Alright.
The angels are lost in the city of stars. The wise men are down on their knees. And the fruit man of Freeway will sell you his cars when he's sure that you can't find the keys. And the ladies on Magdalene Lane all worship the sun and the sand. And the migrants who come can't complain, for this is their promised land. La 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 la. The nuts, they're auctioning Dorothy's shoes. Gable is gone, the good witch is a slut, and I've got the parking lot blues. The wizard brought Ben's a dream smile, and he never let Dorothy doze. She died as she walked down the aisle, and all that remains is her clothes. Over the rainbow, a Kansas tornado can twist up a little girl's head. And M's on relief, and the Tin Man's a thief, and even the wizard can't wake the dead. Prophet has come to the kingdom of light, but there's no one to listen or learn. And the Savior performs for the prophet's delight, while dissenters are banished or burned. And the heretics beg to be heard, But the Savior's on tour for the week. Salvation is found in His Word. If only he'd learn how to speak. And Lincoln is laughing with Amos and Andy concerning the great Civil War. And Paul Revere sleeps with the worst-looking creep while revolution's knocking at his door. Domain where everyone's soul is for sale. A piece of your heart will do for a start. You can send us the rest in the mail. For we have our own families to feed, and we can't let them starve just for you. But we'd rather not watch while you bleed. So come back in an hour when you're through. It's just another city full of sorrow. It makes no difference why I came. And I only know I'm leaving here tomorrow. And only the motel man knows my name.
Numb and without feeling, as illusions dance on the midnight ceiling. Now she's falling, now she's kneeling. It's almost like she's bowed in prayer. A savior she's about to bear. She screams for help, but no one's there. On the first floor. On the first floor, people walk the halls, but none can hear her desperate calls. There is no sound beyond the walls, so through the telephone she crawls. She telephones her only friend, the one on whom she can depend. But the phone rings on without an end, then rings no more. On the first floor. There's a party on the second floor, and through the picture window you can see them all. They're laughing and they're dancing, admiring the Renoir that's hanging on the wall. But in the master bedroom where the coats are piled high, a silent satin lady thinks of what it's like to die. And as she dwells on all the years she still has left to face, she wonders how she'll ever find someone to take his place. And then suddenly she's jarred by the ringing of the phone. Oh, why do you ring now, just when I want to be alone? So she walks into the bathroom and drinks some water from a cup. But the telephone stops ringing just before she picks it up. My family was very poor, so I worked hard to be secure. And I married one I had to wed, not the one I loved instead. When I was young, my blood ran wild, but we stayed married for the child. Now three flights up, I'm all alone. My wife is dead, my child is grown. And my daughter leads a wayward life. She's been a failure as a wife. And though she lives just one floor down, she never calls or comes around. Step off the platform and onto the train. Look out your window and into the rain, and watch all the buildings that pass as you ride, and count all the stories that go on inside, and then ask yourself if it must be this way. Should walls and doors and plastic ceilings separate us from each other's feelings?
You also find that on Media Arts 41-4, I think it is.
The Weavers at the Troubadour.
I think that's it. That's over there. Anyhow, it's Tapestry, Don McLean. There's something about New York City I haven't felt anywhere else. I didn't feel it in London. I didn't feel it in Paris. And I haven't felt it in any other city.
I love New York City. But
well, I used to.
But
I don't
hate,
anymore.
I hate what it's doing to people because it's poorly run. Well, I could go
if
on.
If you think it's poorly run now, this is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big improvement over what they had before.
I know. I remember just enough back to remember that you can see the improvement, not much farther, you know.
Yeah,
early
well,
60s.
The Wagner years and the ones preceding that.
But you know, like
that.
Cars don't have any place in that city.
No, they don't.
You know,
and
blah,
I think
blah,
Lindsay
blah.
Would like
you
to
go
get
on
rid
and
of
on.
Them.
It's very easy.
No, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
stuff.
When I was a kid, all right, teenager, and a very young man. Once upon a time, there were double-decker buses on Fifth Avenue, and I used to go down to the Village. And if I wasn't in a hurry, I'd take the double-decker bus, and I'd sit up in the front seat if I could get there, the one above the driver of the double-decker bus with a big sort of picture window in front of me, you know, and on the sides, and put my feet up against the, what you weren't supposed to do, up against the metal there that was all scarred from people putting their feet up against it, and smoke a cigarette because that, you know. As a matter of fact, there was a great cartoon in the New Yorker when they took the double-decker buses off, and it showed a single-decker bus with one very irate man sitting on top smoking a cigarette furiously on top of the whole bus, right? Because they let you smoke up there, see? And bad habit and all that, but I did then, I do now. But we, I remember on a number of occasions riding down on a bus that was just about empty, in the early part of the evening, the family part of the evening, when people have just finished dinner, perhaps are having dinner in New York, because the New Yorkers very often eat later than most people. And looking around the city and driving through the 20s and on Fifth Avenue, which is partly the garment district and partly apartments and brownstones, what have you around, and getting this whole entire feeling of the intensity of the individual lives in each one of these cubicles, as if, you know, as if those ant displays that you look through glass and you see a whole ant colony and all of their tunneling and all the rest of it, except that I didn't feel that detached. I felt I can only say I felt a pity and a love for all of those people who were trying to live some kind of meaningful life, trying to find a meaning in their lives and in their relationships with each other.
And that's precisely where the philosophy of if it works, use it, falls right on its face. Because it doesn't have meaning. It doesn't have warmth. It doesn't have emotion. It doesn't have anything but results.
Well,
and that's the thing that people have finally figured out, I think, that, you know, no matter what results you're after, if you pursue them as the one goal that keeps you alive, as the one thing you have to attain, the one thing you must achieve,
it always winds up empty even if you get it.
It's an excuse to keep you going.
That's right.
You never wanted it. You just didn't want to figure out why you didn't want it.
That's the old, simile of a allegory, whatever you want to call it, of a man running through the Louvre with his eye glued on the door at the opposite end, you know, and not ever looking at the pictures. So many people go through their lives that way, you know, in pursuit of a goal. And I know a number of people, these are the most pathetic ones of all. They are successful. They are wildly successful. They are stars, right? And this is what they wanted all their lives, and they get it, and it isn't the thing they wanted at all, and it isn't enough, and they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do.
I gotta sing you a song.
Sing
you
a song.
It ain't so easy, is it? You almost lost your place. And perhaps you're wondering how you're going to cope with your disgrace. Well, your wealth is well established, and your friends were never few. And all the things they told you of, you're finding to be true. Well, if truth can free the guilty while the innocent must die, then I respect, respect, respect the coldest lie. And you talk of human justice while you drive on fancy wheels. Just to see how nice it feels. Well, it doesn't really matter if she's living or she's dead. You just drive away, forgetting that your bumper's dipped in red. Well, if that's the kind of justice that our Hall of Justice claims, then I respect, respect, respect old Jesse James. And most cordially they caught you and they asked you to obey. And they threw you into prison just in case you could not pay. Well, King Arthur jousted Lancelot, who stole away his wife. And your lawyers jousted with the court to save your precious life. Well, if living is what matters, though you lie with every breath, then I respect, respect the ones we've put to death. And you won your case most easily, and soon you will be free. Oh, but there will be a million more who lose their liberty. Not because of what they did, but what they did not do. They did not pay a lawyer or a judge to see them through. They had no friends to call on, and they could not raise their bail. Well, if winning is what matters, I respect the ones who fail.
Also on Meteor. Go.
They're more needed than ever. This is really kind of a goodbye. Oh, we got a working title for the next album.
Yeah?
I don't know if it's going to be this, but it's going to be called American Pie.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be that.
This song's gonna be on it. I feel a trembling tingle of a sleepless night. It creeps through my fingers and the moon is bright. Beams of blue come flickering through my window pane. Like gypsy moths that dance around the candle flame. And I wonder if you know that I never understood
although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would. Moonlight used to bathe the contours of your face, while chestnut hair fell all around the pillowcase, and the fragrance of your flowers rest beneath my head, a sympathy bouquet left with the love that's dead. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would. Never thought the words you said were true. Never thought you said just what you meant. Never knew how much I needed you. And I never thought you'd leave until you went. Morning comes and morning goes with no regret. Evening brings the memories I can't forget. Empty rooms that echo as I climb the stairs, and empty clothes that drape and fall on empty chairs. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would.
I think that's where we're going to have to say goodnight to Don McLean, because if I don't, my wife's never going to get dinner on.
Thanks a lot for having me up. I really enjoyed this. It is remarkable to sing and play in a living room instead of a dopey studio.
That's exactly why we will never do the show from a studio again. And you've been a very special kind of guest. Thank you. Don McLean, see him at the Troubadour. I'll be there through Sunday with Poco.